Let me ask you something. Do you ever feel like the financial rules are different depending on who you are? For years, Washington has operated a two-tier system. Regular investors are told to stick with the basics, while well-connected insiders get access to opportunities most people never hear about. Now, a major AI-driven build-out is creating a new income-style opportunity tied to that shift. To see what it is and how it works, visit planwithoxford.com. That's planwithoxford.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And happy Friday to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Very happy to have you with us today. Wow. What a day yesterday. And we're going to rehash a little bit of what happened and some thoughts about where we are as a country right now. By the way, today is Open Line Friday. That means you get to call in. You can talk about whatever is on your mind today, whatever questions you may have. Maybe we did not cover a topic that you wanted us to cover this week. Well, give us a call, and you'll be able to weigh in on that. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. And we'll be getting to as many of your calls as possible today. So, bombing underway. And apparently, according to the Pentagon, this is going to be the biggest bombing raid that that we have seen since the start of Operation Epic Fury. What are we calling it? We're not calling it a war anymore. We're calling it an excursion. Anyway, we'll keep you updated on any developments there. We can tell you that the new Iranian leader, not off to a good start. And according to Pete Hegseth over at the Pentagon, they say the new Iranian leader is either likely disfigured and maybe missing some body parts. That's not good. And one of the reasons it's not good, and I just want to point this out here, is the poor guy hasn't even been able to get his official portrait made, you know, and you always want to look your best on picture day at Tehran HQ. But anyway, there you go. It is what it is. Now, we need to talk about what happened yesterday at the synagogue in Michigan and at Old Dominion University. And we told you to be prepared for some very bad news. And the bad news is that we have allowed the enemy to breach the gates. When history looks back on what happened to the United States of America, and when history looks back on this nation, I think that we'll look back at the Obama years and the Biden years, and those will be really the defining moments. Those will the actions that took place, the decisions that were made to open up our borders for anything goes. That's going to be the defining moment. We have allowed people to come into this country by the thousands, the thousands. And let me just say something about this for a moment. It really could be the millions. I mean, that's how bad this is. And the reality is that, and the government doesn't want to tell you this, and I think these the Congress peeps that have been coming on this show over the years, I think they've been trying to prepare us for this reality. And the reality is this: we could have millions of sleeper cells operating in this country, right? We could have millions of people that are wanting to do what happened yesterday. Millions. And that's going to be hard for us to wrap our heads around, because we're dealing with some very dangerous situations. Now, keep in mind, yesterday, this is how bad it could have been. You could have had dozens of people killed at Old Dominion University. You could have had, 140 kids, children, could have been slaughtered at that preschool. at the synagogue there in West Bloomfield Township, Michigan. But thank God the synagogue had security. Thank God that there were ROTC cadets in that classroom at Old Dominion University. Now, we have to come to terms with the fact that we've got to be on alert. And it doesn't mean we have to live our lives in fear. I certainly don't live my life in fear, but I am aware. You know, you've got to be always aware of your surroundings. You always have to have a plan. And by the way, that's something that you should be thinking about. Do you have a personal safety plan? When you go out, you know, what are you doing to make sure that you and your family are as protected as can be against the Islamic radicals? And we have to ask this question because they have brought in, and when you look back at the Obama years and especially the Biden years, the Islamists were flown in to red states and predominantly red voting districts. That's what happened. And it was all intentional. You really think that just by chance that the Biden administration was flying jetliners into the Chattanooga airport in the dark of night and unloading people? You really think that was just by chance? As a matter of fact, Tennessee has a massive Muslim population in and around the Nashville area. By the way, yesterday, there was another strange incident, this one in Texas, where a guy dressed up in military gear, tactical gear, armed with a weapon, stormed into a school. He was arrested. Turns out, yet another Muslim. And this is the common denominator. All of these people that have been arrested from Austin, Texas, and there are two common denominators. Austin, Texas, Old Dominion, New York City, the Michigan Synagogue, all of them came here to this country from other places, all of which, by the way, are hotbeds of radical Islam, and all of them are Muslim. And you've got lawmakers like Congressman Randy Fine and Senator Tommy Tuberville, and you've got Congressman Andy Ogles from Tennessee, and these guys, Congressman Chip Roy, they have actually started an anti-Sharia caucus. And we're going to get them on next week to talk about this because they understand the clear and present danger that this country is facing right now. My question to you is, what do we do here? Do we round up all the Muslims and deport everybody? Do we only deport the ones that want to blow us all to smithereens? And how do we know who wants to kill us? I mean, it's shocking when you actually think about how bad this is going to get in this country, because I suspect, and by the way, bomb threat at the University of Virginia that was called in just a little while ago, this kind of stuff is only going to get worse. I mean, that's the reality of it. But I want to start today by talking about these ROTC guys. So the jihadist storms into the classroom, and it appears that he was actually looking for, he was targeting ROTC, and he shouted out, Allah Akbar, and what happened? As soon as he shouted, the guns started a-blazing, and as the FBI told us, that they said, well, look, here's the deal. They were basically unalived this guy. Cut number five.
There were students in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive. I don't know how else to say it, but they basically were able to terminate the threat.
So he was not shot?
He was not shot.
He shot three people?
Correct. We have information that he shot three people.
Yeah, and it would have been a lot more, but thank goodness those ROTC agents, we're not getting a lot of intel, but here's what we can tell you is that apparently the ROTC students, the cadets, they jumped up and they basically stabbed this guy to death. And I just want to say thank you to those young men. I think President Trump ought to bring all of those young men and their families to the White House. These young men should be honored. They should be decorated. They are heroes. And every single student in that classroom who's spoken out has said that these cadets saved people's lives yesterday. And you know why the FBI agent was being coy? Because this is Virginia, and they have radical pro-Islamists in the state house right now. And I guarantee you the FBI is concerned that the attorney general may try to go after these guys for taking out the jihadist. That's one of the reasons why she used such weird language in that press conference. So look, 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls about this, solutions you might have. Also, the Save America Act, it is, there's going to be a war over this, folks, and we're going to have to send a message to our elected leaders. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, if you're looking for a romantic comedy that's actually funny, uplifting, and safe to enjoy with your family, well, this is it. Angel Studios has done something special with Solo Mio, a film that proves Hollywood can still tell a great love story without crudeness or compromise. The movie's set in beautiful Italy, stunning scenery that feels like a breath of fresh air. Kevin James delivers big laughs and real heart, and Jonathan Romy brings a surprising and delightful performance that audiences are going to love. In a world filled with nonstop bad news, it's refreshing to sit down and watch a movie that leaves you smiling. This is wholesome entertainment you can feel good about supporting. So right now, when you become a premium member of the Angel Guild, you'll receive 2 free tickets to see Solo Mio in theaters on February 6th. Grab your spouse, your sweetheart, or your family and let's support stories that celebrate humor, hope, and love. Visit angel.com/starns.com today. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us on this Open Line Friday edition of the show. Let's go right to our phones. As promised, we will start the day in Clear Lake City, Texas. Mike, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, you mentioned the Sharia law ban Governor Abbott proposed. It's a joke. You talk about how the coming Muslim invasion and we're going to be taken over. We're in the middle of it. There are approximately 3,000 mosques already in America. There's approximately 350 in Texas. There's 200 in the Houston area alone. The takeover is already here. And my question, I can't get anyone to answer, and I've talked to Abbott's office, Paxton's office. I've gone down the list, local politicians. When the ban is passed and they violate it, then what? And no one can answer that question.
Well, I'm not sure anything would happen, Mike. And again, we have seen time and time again where these terrorists are just simply being let out. I mean, the guy that attacked Old Dominion University, he was actually convicted of our nation's highest terrorism charge. Why was this guy allowed to walk the streets? Those are the questions that I want answered. And that really, at some point, these judges are going to have to be held accountable for putting these predators back out on the streets.
Well, the Democrats own the federal judges. They own the bench.
Yeah.
That's why President Trump, every time he tries to do something, it gets blocked. That's like a firewall, you know, in computer talk. They're the buffer between, you know, anything happening. It's cut off at that level. And like the Mondami, when he had Khalil at the Gracie Mansion, they celebrated, you know, Ramadan and all like that. Why is that guy still in the country?
It's a great question, Mike, and we're not getting any answers. And the reality is, and I just hate to say this, but you know one thing we haven't been talking about for the past 2 weeks, Mike? We haven't been talking about ICE or the deportation efforts, none of that. And ISIS, you know, again, it's all part of a strategy because somebody, the pollsters and the big dollar campaign guys that run all these campaigns, and we're talking about millions and millions of dollars on, really tens of millions of dollars on the line, and they're telling the White House and they're telling Republican leadership that immigration and deportation especially is a losing issue on the campaign trail, when in fact, Mike, if you ask the average person out there if they support deportation, they're going to tell you absolutely they support deportation.
Well, that's the problem with Washington, D.C. now. All these Republicans go to D.C. making these promises, and then they turn out to be rhinos. John Thune and Mike Johnson are dragging their feet, hoping that we lose the midterms and the majority. That way they don't have to do anything. They're just going to sit back, write out President Trump's term, and then the uniparty will be back in power in 2028.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up, Mike. If you remember, it was, gosh, about 5 months after President Trump got inaugurated, and I did a full hour on my concerns that the Republicans were not moving fast enough and that I had fears that the reason why they were not moving fast enough is because there were people within our party that did not want the president's agenda to succeed and to move forward. And as I warned people, I said, you know, we're not dealing with a 2-year segment here. We're definitely not dealing with 4 years. We've got less than 2 years, because by the time the summer comes along, everybody's going to be out on the campaign trail and nothing's going to get done. And I remember the phones lit up and people were like, Starnes, you're just a worry wart. You're a panickin, Starnes. Just stop complaining. They're going to get to it. Well, Mike, they didn't get to it.
Well, I can tell you right now that if Cornyn winds up as the nominee for the Senate and Paxton drops out, he won't win, because the Paxton base isn't going to vote for him. That means Tallarico wins. And what's going to happen, even if Cornyn were to win, what will happen if, say, Ted Cruz gets nominated to the Supreme Court? Thune's going to go to Trump and say the only way he gets confirmed is if you endorse our candidate again like you did Cornyn. And so Texas then winds up with two rhino senators.
It's a fair point. But let me ask you this. You're telling me that if Cornyn is the nominee in Texas, he is so hated by the base. If he's the nominee, you don't think he could win re-election?
No, and that's the problem. I hear people talking on the radio about that, like other radio talk show hosts. And it's, well, you got to vote for Cornyn because, you know, you got to take the lesser of two evils. I'm telling you. Almost 24 years of Cornyn stabbing us in the back. I'm telling you, people are done with voting for the lesser of two evils. And the people that say, oh, well, that's just going to put Tallarico in office. Well, so be it. Do the right thing and let the chips fall where they may, because all you're doing is prolonging the inevitable if you put in Tallarico, because the next senator, like I said, if Cruz goes to the Supreme Court, they're gonna pick another establishment candidate for the senator, and you're going to wind up with a whacked out Democrat and another rhino. So, like, it's a no-win situation here in Texas, whether Cornyn wins or not. But I'm telling you, the Paxton base is not going to turn out for Cornyn.
Mike, how important is President Trump's endorsement for Paxton?
You talking about if Trump endorses Paxton?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Trump hasn't endorsed anybody yet. So if how important is it for Trump to pick Paxton? Is that going to move the needle for anybody?
No. The best thing for President Trump to do is stay out of it and let them both run. I'm telling you, Paxton will clean his clock, because most of the voters that voted for Wesley Hunt will vote for Paxton. Paxton will win by at least 5 to 7 percentage points.
All right. Well, look, Mike, we're going to have to let you go here. I'm sure folks in Texas are going to want to weigh in and respond on that. Thank you for the call. Look, here's to recap what Mike said. If Cornyn's the nominee, then Cornyn's going to lose, that the base of the party will not support Cornyn. And look, I get that. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. Why should we have to do that? And quite frankly, I think it would send a message to the Republicans that we're playing hardball now. It's a new day. It is a new day in America. And we're not going to vote just because somebody has an R behind their names. And maybe that's the message we need to send here. All right, we're going right to your phone calls. Hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926. Lines are open. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
All right. Happy Friday to you. You know what, Dylan? You know what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow's Saturday, right?
No, tomorrow. Yeah, of course it's Saturday.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Right? Wow.
The luck of the Irish.
I forget about that holiday.
You know, it's interesting. There's a huge parade in downtown Memphis on Beale Street. And they have is there still a bar? There used to be a bar there. And they had these goats. And they were very athletic. What, they were the diving goats?
I thought you were going to talk about the green beer. I have not heard about the goats.
Yeah, there's a bar. I'm going to have to, we'll look this up.
Sounds pretty fun.
I know somebody has probably seen these, but the reporting I've heard, and I don't know if somebody will have to verify this in our Memphis audience, is that the goats dive into a pool. They literally dive into a pool of water.
That's very entertaining.
So I'm not sure what that has to do with Ireland, but you know.
You have to train these goats. This is like a one guy. This is his thing.
It's a thing. Yeah. Look, you've got to have your thing and you got to work that thing.
Guess so.
I mean, it's like when we had the ice storm, right? And people were charging $350 an hour to shovel snow.
Yeah. They waited their whole life for Memphis to get snow.
Guess who's unemployed right now? It's like 70 degrees outside. Yeah, I'm just saying. But anyway, have you noticed something about St. Patrick's Day, though? There's a lot of cultural appropriation going on.
This is true.
I'm really questioning the Irish credentials of many of the people that attend the Memphis Parade.
A lot of red wigs.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You're right.
By the way, you know where Dieter is?
Yes, I do.
He's out skiing.
He didn't tell us either.
No, he's highfalutin. Well, he may have told me.
Well, he didn't. Okay. Yeah, well, he's having a great time.
What, Breckenridge?
Yeah.
Well, have you heard the news?
No, I haven't.
He decided to go jogging, and I was afraid he was going to break his leg like skiing, but apparently he fell. He's like all bruised up up. He went jogging. I said, it looked like a bear had attacked the poor guy.
Jeez.
I don't know. Anyway.
It better, Ben.
So everybody's out on spring break doing their things. I hope you folks are having a happy St. Patrick's Day celebration, drinking lots of, you know, libations, green Sprite, et cetera. Let's go to the phones here. We have full lines. So if you're calling, don't worry. You're getting a busy signal, but don't worry. We have lines that will open up. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Georgia. The great WDUN Levi is on the line. Hi, Levi. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering. You were talking earlier about a bomb threat that was happening somewhere.
Yes. Old Dominion. Sorry, not Old Dominion. The University of Virginia.
I was wondering if there was more information on that.
Well, just that a bomb threat had been reported to the library on campus there. Why do you ask?
I was just wondering.
Oh, well, okay, yep, that's it. So they evacuated the library on campus, and police are telling everybody to avoid the area. So this is probably a copycat. You know, these things kind of happen after you've got these attacks like this. And by the way, it's also a crime. And my philosophy is if you call in a threat like this, you go to jail. Levi, thanks for the call, though. Let's go to Rodney in Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hey, Rodney, what's going on?
Hello, Todd. Geez aloo, sir.
Well, geez aloo, right back to you.
Hey, I just wanted to say I agree with Mike, your previous caller. Let Texas handle Texas business. And, you know, if it comes down between a vote between Cornyn and Tyler Rico, I'll just no vote on that deal. I'm not going to be forced to choose the better of two evils. And, you know, yeah, I know Paxton had drama way back when, had an affair on his wife. But, you know, so did King David, and he repented, and God called him a man after his own heart. But Paxton has done remarkable, remarkable things for us here in Texas, and I want to keep that momentum going. We love him here in Texas, and, yes, he is well-supported here. He doesn't need the president's endorsement. He carries his own record. He stands on his own record, and we'll go with that.
Ronnie, this is, look, I like your approach here. And again, I think one of the problems we've had as Republicans is we've bought into this idea of, well, you know what, you've got to vote for the Republican, otherwise the Democrats are, you know, so basically they're forcing you to take, you know, the lesser of the candidates. And I say we've got to stop doing that. We've got to break that cycle. And maybe this is a way to do that.
Amen. I agree with you, Brother Todd.
All right. By the way, I'm curious, Rodney, to get your take on this. There's a new list out, the number of mosques in all the states. California, 570. I'm sorry, New York, 570. California, 481. And Texas, number three, 399 mosques in Texas. Are you surprised by those numbers?
Yes, sir. To be honest with you, I am, and I'm leading, it's funny you even mention that, because I'm leading a charge here as a delegate going to our Senate convention of one trying to be built right here in our neighborhood, right here in Crosby. We just found out about it. They've been here since 2022 operating very quietly. They don't make a lot of noise, but now they're wanting to expand and build a huge mosque right here in our backyard, and people here are furious about it. So we're going to try to do what we can legally to try to push back against that, not sit on our hands and just let it happen. Yes, to answer your question, I'm very surprised that there are that many because they've been so quiet about it.
Well, it's been very stealth. And Rodney, how long ago was this? I wrote what book? This may have been my second book. This was back in like 2008, 2009. And I was reading a story. I was doing a lot of research for the book, and I came across a story from the Orange County Register, and they were interviewing Islamic scholars, and they said that part of their mission was in the aftermath of 9/11 was to change people's minds about Islam. And they said one of the ways they could do that was by getting a lot of Islamic scholars onto these textbook writing groups. So a lot of the textbooks that you are reading, and we over the years, we've heard reports about this, where when it comes to telling the history of Islam, there was one history book and it said the Islamists never invaded a country. They were always welcomed into the countries, and the countries prospered as a result. So there's just flat out wrong information about Islam, and it's all intentional. And the reason why you reminded me of that, because you said these mosques just kind of came up out of nowhere. Well, that's the whole point. And the Islamic scholar in the interview with the Orange County Register at the time said this was really a stealth way of inserting Islam into the nation's public school system. So there you go. All right.
Absolutely. You know, GOA has a saying, they call it death by a thousand cuts, and they use that in another scenario, but it's the same principle, death by a thousand cuts, sir. Hey, Todd, thank you for taking my call. I really enjoyed talking to you. I love your show. And geez-a-loo, sir.
Well, geez-a-loo right back to you, Rodney. Rodney from Crosby, Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. He mentioned GOA, and I do believe that's Gun Owners of America, and we are huge fans of that great organization. All right, let's go to our good buddy, Joe from LJ, Georgia. It's never a great open line Friday unless Joe from LJ phones. And hey, Joe, what's happening?
Todd, great show as always. I tell you what, I'm really proud of Donald Trump. I think what our military has done in Iran is just amazing. We've stopped them totally. And I believe that once this conflict is over, which I think will be in any day now, I think the stock market, which has been down a little bit, I think it'll come roaring back to new highs. And I just think Trump is the best leader in history, and I know you support him. And You know, I also want to say that I really enjoy seeing you on Newsmax. I think more and more people are telling me that they're watching Newsmax, and I think you have a lot to do with that. And I think it's a great network, and I want to encourage more people to watch you on Newsmax and watch Newsmax, because I think it's a great network, and I know you think so also. But I think Trump is just doing great, Todd, and I appreciate all the support you've given him, because in my opinion, he's the best in history.
You know, it's Joe, by the way, I want to share some news. You're going to love this. It turns out that Cuba has just announced, the president of Cuba just announced, that they're holding talks with the Trump administration. Want to know why they're holding? Remember, the president said this would be coming, that change was coming to Cuba. Joe, the reason why is because they have a severe fuel shortage right now, and they realize the only people that can help them, not Venezuela anymore, it's Donald J. Trump.
Boy, I tell you, that's great news. Todd, I think Trump is just keeps doing great things, and I really appreciate your support on him, because in my judgment, he's the best in history.
Well said, Joe. All right, we got to run, my friend. Good hearing from you. That's Joe from Ellijay, Georgia. He was the very first caller on my very first show we did. And someone sent me a note a few days ago. They said, Stearns, do you realize that, you know, since Rush Limbaugh passed away, you've been broadcasting in the noon to three time slot more than any other radio host out there. So are we the senior statesman of the talk radio world? I don't know. That sounds hoity toity. You know, I don't want to. Yeah, we're just regular folks around here.
Someone's going to call in and confirm that for you.
No, it's true.
Then it'll be official.
No, it is official, though. 901-260-5926. I want to talk to you for just a moment, if I could, everybody. And trust me, we're getting to all of your calls today. But hang tight for just a moment. We have been, and when you've seen what's been happening with the media coverage over the past, I don't know, especially the past couple of weeks with the war, look at how CNN had described the terrorist attack in New York City, saying that it was really the mayor, and this was an attack on Muslims. They're flat out lying to you. And one of the reasons why is because most of the people who populate those newsrooms are radical leftists. I mean, that's a big problem. And even in the conservative media world, most of the people working in those newsrooms are, in fact, liberal. And it's a shock. I remember my good friend Bill Schein. Bill was Roger Ailes' number two. Bill ran the channel, Fox News Channel. Good friend of mine. We stay in touch to this day. And Bill called me in one day, and I'll never forget this conversation. He said, you know, it's interesting, Stearns. He said, maybe about 1 or 2% of the building, of the people in this building, actually believe, you know, in the conservative values that the company was built on. And then he said, but people like you and me, who have a true affinity for conservatism, he said that number is maybe 1%. And I'm sitting here going, maybe 0.5%. I think that's what he said. It was a teeny tiny number. And I thought to myself, well, what happens to Fox News when that 1% goes away? Because most of us were booted out the door at Fox. And so now you have what is really a fake form of conservatism. And you see it pop out every now and again, but it's not authentic, because most of the people at Fox and most of the people at the conservative networks just really are not conservatives. I was talking to a reporter yesterday. A reporter reached out to me and said, I can't reveal the name, but he's a network reporter. And he said, you know, he says, I love what you say on X. He goes, how do you get away with that? And I'm like, well, I own my own company. And he was laughing because he said, you know, not a lot of people, you know, in the conservative reporting world actually believe what we believe. And I'm like, no, trust me, I get it. So we're going to do something about that. And we are sort of, really for the next few months, we're slow walking The Starnes Media Group Foundation, the Todd Starnes show, we're owned by my media company, Starnes Media Group, and we're starting a foundation. And it's going to raise up next generation journalists. And we want strong conservative Christian journalists in the media. And we're going to do our part. And I realized we have an opportunity here because a lot of the young people that have come through our show and they've either interned on the show or they've been employed here, they have gone on to great things. We have interns and we have alumni working in places like the Washington Post and Newsmax and Fox News and just the news. We have alumni that are working in local media, and we want to increase those numbers. And so I'm really going to embrace this movement to fix what is broken in America's newsrooms, and we need your help. Now, if you go to toddstearns.com right now, you will see a little note from me. It says a word from Todd, and if you click on that, oh, that's a terrible photograph. I'm telling you, we got to work on the photo. I look like I'm grimacing. Jeez, Alou.
It's okay. It's time for an updated one.
It's like, please donate. Jeez. No, but again, it's an opportunity for you as a listener. Maybe you're one of our readers. We have over 250,000 people that subscribe to our newsletter, and we have just so many people that listen to us on the radio and watch us on Newsmax. All you have to do is click on the link there, and we make it so super simple. We protect all of your info, and you can either make a one-time or a monthly or an annual gift to our foundation, and it can be whatever you want it to be. It can be $25, $2,500, or $1.50. Whatever you want to give, we are so excited about launching this effort. I know we've got a lot of big companies, Christian companies, conservative companies that are coming on board with us to help with this project, but we want you to be a part of it, and we want you to head over to the website. You can do it in the break, toddstearns.com, a word from Todd, and you'll see the information there. Click on Make a Donation Today. We have multiple ways for you to make that donation. And, or if you just like to call and get more information, you can do that, 901-260-5926. We won't put you on the air, but we'll definitely get your information, and we'll get back to you after the show. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Gold and silver recently soared to record highs, then pulled back. So, are precious metals still a good buy? Many Wall Street experts predict higher prices ahead. Why? Because we still have trillions in national debt, a declining dollar, and inflation that keeps shrinking our savings. Even with corrections along the way, gold remains a historical hedge for wealth protection. That's why Morgan Stanley's chief investment officer ditched the 60-40 stock and bonds portfolio and recommended up to 20% in precious metals. They're getting educated, and you should too. Call Lear Capital at 800-992-2255 for your free gold investment kit and learn how you could qualify for up to $20,000 in bonus gold. Lear Capital has over $3 billion in transactions and thousands of five-star reviews. Call 800-992-2255. That's 800-992-2255 or visit LearAlex.com.
All right. And again, ToddStearns.com. If you would like to make a donation, whatever you can contribute, we'd love for you to become a sponsor and a supporter of our great new foundation. All right, real quick, let's go to the phones. Anna in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Anna. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. The elephant in the room for me during these times is the people who began this problem, who were Biden's and Obama. Obama sends billions to actual Hamas, and Biden just opened those floodgates, and no one ever talks about it except the president. And this is it's a problem for me, because if I did something that grandiose, I'd be in prison or worse. These people get away with all kinds of crimes. And now, like the fellow said in earlier, you know, you've got all these Islamics coming here and building mosques what's going on with the counties in the state? Why are they issuing permits?
Well, they're terrified, Anna, and I'll pick up on that and right after the top of the hour break here, Anna. That music means we've got to scoot out, but thank you for calling in. It is a great point you're making, though. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Please keep your hands inside the ride. It's time to experience even more incredible moments at Dollywood. Along the way, you'll enjoy a thrilling stunt show, creativity in motion, world-class performers, live music, and sing-alongs. Join us to celebrate at the I Will Always Love You Festival, March 13th through April 12th. Hold on and get details at Dollywood.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, happy Friday to you, America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us. Hour two of the big show. It is Open Line Friday. And we welcome you to this program, wherever you might be, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Want to say hello to our friends watching us from Valdosta, Georgia today. That is way down below the NAT line, as they say. Many of you who might be watching us on our YouTube, Rumble, or social media platforms. And so we do a digital broadcast. We're doing a lot of upgrades. Ian, our digital guy. Dylan, we got to come up with a clever nickname.
Yeah, we do.
For Ian.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Any suggestions? You
know, yeah.
He's a tech wizard, maybe?
Oh, that's good. Tech wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Digital deity. Mm-hmm. That might work. I don't know. We'll come up with something clever. So anyway, Ian's been very hard at work and just joined us and has been making a lot of great changes to our graphics and everything. So we're excited about that, and we're excited for you to see it as well. By the way, our telephone number, I want you to write this down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Also want to say hello to our good friend Sydney, who's listening to us in Lancaster, California. That's the Antelope Valley in northern Los Angeles County, beautiful desert area. It's 70. It's in the 70s out there. So well done. All right. Real quick, I want to go to the phone lines. Clark was kind enough to hold over from the break. Morehead City, North Carolina. Clark, what is on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for what you're doing. And also, President Trump, I think he's doing an outstanding job. And concerned about the borders. For how do we even get in this situation? We're supposed to have closed borders. People are supposed to cross the borders to the door where we can check them and stuff. And I think the crowd that was in there last time, Biden and all of them, and let that happen, they ought to be on trial for that happening.
Yes. Well, Clark, let me ask you, are you in the middle of like a tornado right now? Is that what's going on?
Well, I'm at work, and
okay.
I had to come over here where nobody could see me to talk to you.
Oh, you're good now. We can hear you now. That wind was a-blowing. So, but, you know, Clark, you know, you bring up an interesting point. You know, there are no consequences for what the previous administration did. And, by the way, there were some Republicans involved in all of that, and for me, this is not a political party issue. This is a matter of right or wrong, and you're right. I mean, nobody's held accountable.
Well, we got these rhinos out there and stuff. I mean, the other guy was talking about, you know, you was talking about the party and just because it's a Republican not to vote for. And we need to get, people need to get involved. And people need to, people are backing out of politics. They need to be getting in instead of backing out. And we need to put people in there that we know that there are no rhinos stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're absolutely right, Clark. And this, look, we're not going to get anywhere near done what needs to be done. I really do hope that the good people of Texas will get behind Ken Paxton. I think Paxton's going to be a great supporter of the president in the Senate. I'm hoping for a miracle there in North Carolina. You know, that's going to be a big challenge because my understanding is Roy Cooper is a pretty popular guy. Is that accurate? Is that true?
Well, he's won everything he's ever run for. He's won, but the people need to remember now he didn't get up in there and do nothing for them people in Western North Carolina. And he didn't do nothing for them folks up there whenever them storms went through, them floods and everything. And I hope that people are hearing this on your radio station, that we don't need him. We don't need that guy. And so thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, Clark, thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, just a little while ago, President Trump was on the radio with Brian Kilmeade, and the president is pretty fired up about John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader. Now, we on this program have been urging the Republicans to remove Thune from leadership. That has not happened. It ought to happen, but it's not going to happen. President Trump, here's what he had to say about Thune.
I guess Senator John Thune's kind of at a logjam.
Yeah, he can't... Look, I think he's a wonderful person. I do. But he seems to be... not that he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't think he can do it. And that's bad. I mean, how can you not get voter ID approved? How can you not get, you know, citizenship approved? Proof of citizenship.
Listen.
That's all we're asking for.
That's all Trump is asking for is that if you go and vote on Election Day, you've got to show proof that you are an American citizen. It is very, very simple. And yet John Thune simply refuses to do what needs to be done. Now, in the last hour, and I don't like to do the, I told you so. I don't. I'm not one of those guys. But I told you so. You guys were calling me every name under the book. Or in the book. Every name. Oh, Todd, it's just a worry wart. The glass is always half empty with that guy. He's a panickin', that guy, Starnes is. No, I'm a realist, and I've been down this road many, many times, and I was hoping to light a fire under these Republicans so they would not get to the point where they could use time as an excuse, and that's exactly what they're doing. Do you realize right now, do you know what the U.S. Senate is doing right now? Absolutely nothing. You want to know why they're doing nothing? Because they're not in session today. Why are they not in session? They've got a lot of work to do. Now, there are some people out there who contend that a lot of this just has to do with flat-out laziness, that we've got a crop of senators and they just don't like to work, and that may be a good part of it. But I think the overarching issue here, I truly do, is that the Republican Party is trying to stop Donald Trump's agenda. That's what I think is ultimately going on here. And I think you folks in Texas have a unique opportunity because you have the chance to say, you know what? We're not just gonna vote for John Cornyn because he's the incumbent or because he has an R behind his name, because he can't be trusted. And by the way, he can't be trusted. You know, he's out there saying, "Well, you know, if you guys put me back in, I'll support President Trump all the way." Why haven't you been doing it, sir? What's been stopping you? You can't trust somebody like that. You will know them by the votes they cast. That's what the good book says. The book of Hezekiah. Look it up. I'm just telling you, you can't trust the guy. And he very well, look, John Thune may very well be a nice guy, but the fact is he's a politician, and you can't trust a politician. You just can't. They're just going to tell you what they're going to tell you what you want to hear so they can get your vote. Oh, by the way, President Trump also raging on these jihadists that made the attacks in Michigan and Virginia. Take a listen to that.
It's been going on for a long time. It's a disgrace. They're six, they're really demented people. And has been going on for a long time. They come into the country, they sneak in. You know, we have a solid border now. We have a border that's 100%, 9 months, nobody coming in. But they came in, and they came in a lot through Biden, and they came in through other presidents, frankly. And It's a disgrace. But what we took in over the last 4 years, 4 years preceding my take in, because we had that border pretty well wrapped up within 3 months, but he could have done the same thing. We took in 25 million people, and many of those people came from bad places. So it's a shame when you hear about these things. It's a shame. Very sad.
Well, it is sad, and they're all entirely preventable. And to our caller's point, Clark from North Carolina, who called in, you know, at what point are we going to start holding these judges accountable? At what point are we going to start holding these prosecutors accountable for letting these very dangerous people back out onto the streets? Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the guy who shot up that classroom. And had he not been stopped, we would have been talking about a massacre in that classroom. His name is Mohammed Jalal. He's a 36-year-old ex-member of the National Guard, also served in the Virginia Army National Guard. This guy pled guilty in 2016 to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State, that's ISIS, a designated terrorist organization. In 2017, he was sentenced to only 11 years in prison for that conviction. He was released in 2024 and remained under supervised release. He was under supervised release at the time of the attack yesterday. This is unacceptable. U.S. District Judge Liam O'Grady is the guy that handed down the 11-year prison sentence. We do not have any information on the judge who set this guy free. They have not released that information. But I'm telling you right now that this is a bad dude. Look at what happened in Austin, Texas, when you had the Islamists shooting up Buford's Bar there in the downtown area. He had a property of Allah shirt. And by the way, the FBI has yet to categorize that as a terrorist attack. I don't know what they're waiting for. By the way, Jalal came to this country from Sierra Leone in West Africa, which is a hotbed of Islamic terrorism. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones here, 901-260-5926. Ocala, Florida. Sonny is on the line. Hi, Sonny. What's going on?
Hi. I think it's about time we should start suing the Democrats who are supposed to be representing the people that elected them and the country since they are now in office and then being paid by the public taxpayer. They're holding up and closing the government as far as the Coast Guard, the Homeland Security, etc. It is not right what they're doing, especially with what's happening in our country now. I mean, what's happening now shows that we need ICE and everybody there to be getting rid of these so-called terrorists or Americans or whatever you want to call them. They're no good. And what makes it worse is the Democrats who go along with this holding our government and the American people up for hostage. That's what they're doing. And I think that's criminal, and it should be considered as such as far as people like Chucky Slimeball Schumer and the rest of the people, including the rhinos.
Now, Sonny, I know you live in Florida now. Where did you grow up?
New York.
All right. So, yeah, I kind of picked up a little dialect there. It's not very strong. It's not fair, but it's there, Sonny. But I got a question for you. When you look and see what Zohra Mamdani has done to New York City and what the voters of New York City have allowed to happen to the Big Apple, that has to be so, so sad for you.
Well, it is. Anything that happens in our country, I take it personally. I'm an American. I don't know about these other people. Maybe we got too many other people in this country, and we should go along with mass deportations, not individuals. Just round them up. Oh, you want to demonstrate? You can do that in some other place, or maybe in Florida, where we got that big detention center. They can demonstrate all they want down there.
Oh, yeah. But I forgot about Alligator Alley. Yeah, Alligator Alley.
Guantanamo.
Or Guantanamo, yes. Either one would be good. All right, Sonny, I got to run. I am late for a break, but thank you for calling in. Good hearing from you, my friend. And we love all of our great listeners there in Florida listening to us on WOCA. All right, just want to remind you, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. We have a wonderful opportunity for you to join and become a part of our great foundation. We are launching a foundation to raise up Christian and conservative journalists in America. And you can be a part of that effort. Go to toddstearns.com. You'll see the Word from Todd post. Click on that, and all the information will be there for you. By the way, I want to share this quick Social Security update with you. A lot of folks are leaving money on the table. Did you know that? There's a brand new study out. 70% of Americans are not getting the full benefits they deserve. And we have come up with some simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Michael Allen is a Social Security expert, has a brand new special report out, 5 Key Strategies to Increase Your Social Security Benefits. Newsmax says the report is your best guide for bigger benefits. And we want to make sure that you get a copy of it free of charge, no strings attached. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-999-9690. Dial this number, 800-999-9690. We will text you right away with the info, 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Dylan, I want to play a trivia. We're gonna throw out a trivia question. We're getting ready to say, St. Patrick's Day over the weekend, right? So we have to be a little festive.
Why not?
All right. So this could be difficult for people, but I don't know. We've kind of gotten some complaints that our trivia questions have been a little too easy. So we're going to try to throw everybody for a loop here. We're going to play some audio from a popular TV show. And you have to tell us the name of the TV show. And you have to tell us the name of... No, we'll do the TV show. It's going to be hard enough. All right. So, Dylan, play cut number one.
Mr. Me, I ain't done nothing. You had sex with Lilla Mastiff. Nothing wrong with that. She's 18 and legal.
She's retarded.
The laugh is not part of the show, but
can we play that one more time? So this was a TV show. Should we give people a clue?
No, not that. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen this, but if you want to make it hard, we shouldn't give a clue.
We should not give it. We shouldn't say like a decade.
You can give a decade.
I think it was in the 90s.
Okay.
That this show was popular. It was a 1-hour show. I'm giving too much information. So one more time, let's take a listen.
Mr. Me, I ain't done nothing. You had sex with Lilla Mastiff. Nothing wrong with that. She's 18 and legal.
She's retarded.
You know, you could actually talk like that on TV at one time in America.
Back in the day, I guess.
Can you tell us the name of that TV show, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. If you know the name of the show. All right, we're going to get to your calls. People already starting to think. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We have a trivia question out. Let's go to the phones. Liv in Cordova, Tennessee, down in the Dova, as they... Liv, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Todd?
Well, I'm doing well. Liv, thank you for asking, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship radio station. Liv, we're going to try to win you a prize. I can't make any promises, but can we play the – let's go to the audio here. Who exactly – what show is this? Let's take a listen to the audio again.
Listen to me. I ain't done nothing. You had sex with Lilla Mastin. Nothing wrong with that. She's 18 and legal.
She's retarded.
Jeez, Lou. Who are we talking about, Liv? What's the show?
It's All in the Family.
Oh, no, that is Liv. That's incorrect. Good guess, though. Let's go to Joe in North Carolina. Joe, what's the answer?
Well, I was going to say All in the Family as well.
No, Joe, no. Let's go to Don in North Carolina. Don, what was the name of the show?
Those Were the Days with Archie Bunker.
No, Don, I can't. Dylan, I think I may have made it too hard.
No, this is what they wanted. This is exactly what they wanted.
You're right. You know what? The people demanded it, and we delivered, and you're not going to – we're not backing down.
No, never.
Should we give them a clue? No, we can't give them a clue. All right. Let's go to Lou in Georgia. Lou, we're going to play the audio one more time. I just want to make sure you get this because, Lou, I don't know if you've noticed this, but everybody's gotten it wrong so far.
Hey, you know, I'm not everybody.
All right. Lou,
I like that.
He's all right. Let's go to the tape.
Listen to me. I ain't done nothing. You had sex with Lilla Mastin. Ain't nothing wrong with that. She's 18 and legal.
She's retarded.
Who are we talking about, Lou? What show?
The show would be In the Heat of the Night.
All right. Let's go to the tape. Come on now. Come on. I've got trouble. In the heat of night. Lou, and by the way, Dylan, that's back when TV shows actually had real theme songs.
That's a pretty good theme song.
I mean, you could hear that down on Beale Street. Yeah, Lou, congratulations. You know, everybody, you know why? You know where everybody got, they got twisted up?
Carol O'Connor.
Carol O'Connor. That's right.
Archie Bunker.
He sort of slipped back into that Archie Bunker dialect, didn't he?
Exactly.
Now, Lou, what part of Georgia are you in, Lou?
I'm actually kind of in Gainesville area in Homer.
All right. Well, you know that in the Heat of the Night was actually a TV series based on a movie, but they actually filmed that program in Covington and Conyers, Georgia, not too terribly far away from you guys.
Yep, exactly.
And the weird thing was the show was based in Sparta, Mississippi, but they filmed it in Georgia. And the very first season, I think they were in Hammond, Louisiana, which is home of Southeastern Louisiana University. So a little bit of trivia there. But, you know, another interesting component here of the story, Lou, is that not only was Carol O'Connor the star of it, but he also was one of the producers and writers, and he was the executive producer, and he used a fake name, Matt Harris, to be the producer, writer, and script editor. So he was all hands on.
And one of his sons played on it, was a policeman on it.
That's right. Which, oh gosh, there was, who was his son?
I think he had a little, some trouble and all that, but yeah, he was on there for a little while.
Lonnie Jameson. He was Lonnie Jameson.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. All right, Lou, congratulations. We're going to hook you up with a little prize here. So don't go anywhere. We're going to want to get your information, but thanks for playing trivia today. All right, there, Dylan.
It was hard.
We delivered.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, it's a really great. You know, it was a good show. It was a little too preachy. Carol O'Connor, who starred as Archie Bunker, and Archie Bunker, the character, was like an America First patriot, like back in the 1970s. And that was back when you could say a lot of stuff on TV that you're not allowed to say, you know, these days. As a matter of fact, I mean, Carol O'Connor back in In the Heat of the Night, that was in 1998. you could still say retarded on air without getting, you know, canceled.
Yeah, well, I grew up with The Office, so that was like the show that nowadays you can't make. But
no.
I do appreciate those shows because people are too sensitive.
But the funny thing here, the irony is that Carol O'Connor was the exact opposite of the character he played, Archie Bunker. He was a radical leftist, and he was, you know, so in the heat of the night, he made sure that there was a lot of political commentary in, you know, kind of embedded into the program. I don't like that. It's forced, and I want to be entertained, and that's the way it goes. But he also did not do a good job of playing a Southerner, as you just heard.
Yeah. Shows nowadays are way too political, so it could be worse.
I think that Jackie Gleason played a better Southern sheriff than Carol O'Connor did. And who was it that played? Somebody will call in on this. Remember the Dukes of Hazzard? Have you ever seen the Dukes of Hazzard?
I've seen parts of it. Yeah.
What is wrong with your generation?
You can be disappointed in that. I've heard of that, and a lot of people think I need to watch it. I will.
I mean, you know, so our parents. This was. I'm sort of dating myself here, but when Dukes of Hazzard came out, my parents, we had moved to Louisiana, and there was not a Southern Baptist church there, so we had to go to an independent Baptist church, and this church thought like TV was a sin. And so all of my classmates were like watching the Dukes of Hazzard, and I had to sneak, you know, I had a little TV in my room, and I had to play it real low, so, you know, we could watch the Dukes of Hazzard.
I think I got the toy car. Was it the orange? It was like an orange car. That's what I remember.
The from General Dukes Lee. Hazzard.
Yeah. I got that as a toy, but I never really watched the. Is it a movie or a show?
Is it?
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the times that try men's souls. I'm just saying. So,
I bought the toy. I had the toy.
So it was a TV show. The Dukes of Hazzard. You had Luke Duke and Bo Duke. And have you ever heard somebody, you're down on Beale Street and a young lady walks by and she's wearing short shorts?
Yes.
And what do they call the short shorts? Daisy Dukes.
Oh, yes.
Daisy Dukes.
Okay.
So Daisy Duke was the cousin and she wore short shorts and she took her shirt and she tied it around to make it kind of look like a halter top.
Okay.
And then there was Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane. And then there was the deputy, Enos. And then you had Boss Hogg, who was like the county, like, commissioner.
Okay.
And he wore all white.
So who drove the car?
Oh, Bo and Luke Duke.
Okay. That's like the main car, right?
That's the General Lee. Yeah, that's their car.
So I'm not, like, too gone. I'm not too far off.
Yeah.
Like, I just need to watch it.
As a matter of fact, last year, I don't know if you've seen this video. It's amazing video, but somebody in Somerset, Kentucky, they had like a little downtown area, and in the middle of the downtown, they have sort of like the town square with like a fountain, and so they decided to jump the General Lee over the fountain, and thousands of people came out to watch this thing.
Wow.
It was pretty impressive.
That's cool.
35,000 people turned out in this tiny little downtown to watch the General Lee, and it's also one of the finest theme songs in history. So here's what we're going to do. This is our second trivia question of this hour. We want you to tell us who sang the theme song to the Dukes of Hazzard. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Wow, we have full lines, Dylan.
Now, this one may have been an easy one.
Oh, this was super easy.
Right? You have to hit them with the hard and then the easy.
You know, we could, well, we're not going to pivot. That would be unkind. You know, we sold
a
it
bonus
as.
Bonus question to
we,
a question?
We could have a bonus question.
You could.
But, we'll, you know what, we'll have some fun with it anyway. Let's go to the phones. We're going to say hello to Natalie in North Carolina. Hi, Natalie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Natalie, I'm doing well. Tell me what part of North Carolina you're calling from.
New Bern.
New Bern. Love yeah. your town, Natalie. What a beautiful place you guys have there.
I know. Love it here.
Now, I tell you, I'm going to be heading down. I know I'm coming down there between now and the end of the year. Is there a good place that I need to grab a meal when I'm in New Bern, North Carolina?
Oh, boy. We like Carolina Grill or La Casada.
Ooh, all right. That sounds good. The last time I was there, it's been years, but I did a tour of the Pepsi Cola Museum and had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a Pepsi guy, but I had a good time, though. It was a lot of fun.
Right, yeah.
All right, Natalie, we're going to try to, first of all, can we talk about the Dukes of Hazzard for just a moment? Can you believe that my Gen Z staff, they are unfamiliar with the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
It's sad.
I don't. My husband's a big fan of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. It's, I mean,
he grew up with that.
Yeah. All of the young men of America were big fans of the Dukes of Hazzard. All right, Natalie, we need to know, though, what was the, you know, there's the guy who sang the theme song was also the guy who narrated. He was the balladeer. Who are we talking about?
My husband says it's Waylon Jennings.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law
since the day they was born.
Straightening the curve, yeah. Flattening the hill.
Natalie, sing along if you'd like to.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the
law never will.
Making their way.
The only way they know how.
Ow! That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, you got to at least give us a hee-haw, Natalie.
All right.
Hee-haw! Come on, Natalie. You're from North Carolina. Hee-haw! All right, we got to work on Natalie's hee-haw.
I'm sorry. I'm originally from Ohio.
Oh, my word. Well, Natalie, that's, you're originally from Ohio, is
that? I am. I'm Ohioan.
Well, we're not going to judge. We're not. Natalie, congratulations. So your husband technically won the prize.
Yeah, that was more him than from me. So
I love that. Natalie, congratulations. Hang tight. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get you hooked up with that prize, and we'll work on that hee-haw for you next time you call in.
We really appreciate your show also.
Well, thank you for that. We have a great time with it, Natalie, and we love all the folks out there in Eastern North Carolina. God really did a great job when he designed the beautiful coastline there in the Carolinas.
Yes. Mm. Yes, he did.
All right. Hang tight, Natalie. Thanks for hanging out with us. She didn't yee-haw.
They don't yee-haw over there, I guess.
I guess they don't do that in Ohio.
What do you do in Ohio?
O-H.
O-H.
I-O.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Remember Caleb Park, who went on to be at...
I do. He didn't know what grits were.
Yeah, he didn't.
to be fair, not a lot of people know what grits are.
That's true. I got a text. Why aren't you talking about terrorism? Well, okay. All right. Let me explain this. First of all, it's my show, and I just kind of like to go where the flow goes on a Friday. But number two, we've had so much terrorism news this week. We need to take a break. And look, I'm sure something's going to get blown up somewhere, but we need to take a break right now while we can and just share a couple of good laughs together. I mean, it's not my fault that the Biden administration unleashed thousands of jihadists onto the streets of America, right? So you got to be able to have a little bit of a laugh. Poor Caleb. I really felt bad for him because we convinced him that grits actually grew like grapes in clusters on trees. And I told him we were in South Carolina. I was speaking at the First Baptist Church in Georgetown, South Carolina, which happens to be the grits capital of the world. And they do a big grits festival. And Dylan, they actually invited me to come back and be the, what do you call it? The Grand Marshal of the grits parade.
That's a thing. I didn't realize
that. It was a great honor.
That's pretty cool.
A great honor.
Yeah.
And I remember we showed up for church. That's a small town, beautiful little place, though. and showed up for church, and they had a little breakfast for me, and the ladies of the church had prepared, I'm not kidding you, at least a dozen dishes based on variations of grits.
Ooh. Did you like them? Did you get to try all of the variations?
Well, I had to.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to. When you're the guest speaker, because right. You don't want to, like, you know, offend Sister So-and-so.
Yeah, you can't just say, I don't like grit. Like, I'm a picky eater. Like, you can't say that.
No, you got to take one for the team.
Yeah. Wow.
What was it? Mitt Romney said, I like grit. No, it's a grit. Grits. There's not singular, sir.
That would be a very small meal.
That was the day he lost the South, by the way.
Yeah.
That and when he appealed back the fried chicken skin and discarded it. You want some unsweet tea with that too, sir? How about a croissant? No biscuit for you. I tell you. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. Memphis, Tennessee. Mike, listening to us on KWAM. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, greetings, Todd. I appreciate you taking the call. Earlier today, I heard on another show they said that Pete Hegseth, well, I heard him, and he said that the United States has never targeted civilians in military. And that's not true. We can go back to Japan, where they dropped nuclear bombs on Japanese civilians in neighborhoods. In Vietnam, they carpet bombed. In Iraq, they killed over 1 million Iraqi citizens. And my ancestors, Native Americans, well, they routinely slaughtered unarmed women, children, and old men when the young men were out either in a battle or they were hunting. And so for him to say that is a complete lie, and I think people that do any minimal history research would agree with that.
Mike, let me ask you, you said your Native American ancestry, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, which tribe?
Cherokee.
Cherokee. Did the Cherokee ever slaughter their enemies? Enslave them?
Nope, not at all. Not at all. That is not a custom. The word slavery does not even exist in the Cherokee lexicon. And if I'm not mistaken, it was back in North Georgia where the Supreme Court ruled in Worcester v. Georgia that the Cherokee were the sovereign people that owned the land. Mm. And what was it? Andrew Jackson, who was president, who said, yeah, Justice Marshall has made his ruling, now let him enforce it. And they went about forcing all of these people off the land, and they stole the land.
Well, let me drop some history on you, and I know this may be a shock, but the Cherokee Nation was actually involved in both taking captives from other Indian tribes and also sold those Indians into slavery. So, again, it's not as if we're just randomly going out and bombing people. It's called a war. And the reason why we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki was to prevent tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Americans from losing their lives. I'll say more about this coming up next.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It has been a really, really busy week here. And we're so glad that you guys have chosen to hang out with us for the next, for the last final hour of this week's broadcast. By the way, it is also Open Line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, whatever is on your mind, maybe we did not cover something that you felt like we should have been covering, give us a call today. You can weigh in here, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So yesterday, we were honored to have Congressman Scott Franklin joining us on our Newsmax show to weigh in on the terrorist attacks at the Michigan Synagogue and Old Dominion University. Let's dip into some of that conversation. All right, joining us now is Congressman Scott Franklin, a Republican from Florida. Congressman, good to have you with us. A lot of breaking news here. Want to get your reaction to what we're learning now about this situation at Old Dominion University. The suspect,
This pretty bad guy we're talking about here.
Well, thank you, Todd, for having me on. Yes, it is. It's been a very disturbing day between this attack in Virginia, the attack in Michigan. You know, the facts will come out very quickly on this situation, but what it appears we have now is another situation of someone with terrorist intentions against the United States. And just it further underscores why we've got to get the government reopened. We've got to get Homeland Security back up again, because there's a lot more that Homeland is doing than just securing the borders and just arresting people who are here illegally. It's also coordinating with law enforcement on any terrorism efforts and counterterrorism efforts around the country. So it's a tough day, but we shouldn't be surprised.
Well, FBI Director Kahesh Patel just a few moments ago made this announcement saying the Old Dominion shooting is now being investigated as an act of terrorism. Here's what he wrote on X. Our Joint Terrorism Task Force, fully engaged, embedded with local authorities, and providing all resources necessary in the investigation. Again, Congressman, you look at what happened at Old Dominion. You look at what happened in Michigan, and we're still getting information and intel on that. Look at what happened a couple of days ago in New York City with the ISIS-inspired attackers, and of course the shooting at the bar in Austin, Texas. Sir, are you concerned that sleeper cells may in fact be activated on American soil?
Well, we've long been concerned about that, and we do have some, you know, there's intelligence floating around out there that they may have been activated. And I can tell you from years ago when I spent time on the border watching all of the people coming into the country unfettered, my biggest concern beyond just the anger of seeing millions coming across who were declaring themselves, it was the getaways, the people who were sneaking across the border, not at the checkpoints. And we know for a fact that there were hundreds on the known terror list that were included among that group. We've got to track these people down. So that's just why it's critical that we've got all the government open right now.
And this is what's mind-boggling to a lot of people. We all understand the dangers here, and yet the Democrats, once again, they had a chance today. They failed to restore funding to Homeland Security. What sort of danger are they putting us in here?
Well, they're definitely playing with fire, and we're seeing it play out in real time. You know, they talk about wanting to make changes to processes. You know, the time to fix the fire code is not when the house is on fire. And I think that's exactly what we're dealing with now. We need to get things reopened. They need to quit playing games. We've passed this already in the House, and it's time for the Senate to get it done. We just, you know, simply by the math and the way Congress works, we can get this passed with Republican votes only in the House, which we've done. But we need some Democrats to quit grandstanding and come to their senses and do the right thing for the country.
And here's one of the ways they're going to be doing that, everybody. A growing number of congressmen on Capitol Hill are now saying they're going to be voting no on all Senate bills except for DHS funding until the Senate passes the Save America Act. So the House Republicans building a coalition that will block any and all Senate legislation. Among those that are going to be doing this, Congressman Brandon Gill out of Texas, he says, I will be voting no on all Senate bills. Now, I respect what they're doing here. Keep in mind that the ultimate goal of John Thune and Mitch McConnell and the others is to completely shut down the America First agenda. I mean, that's the ultimate goal here. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. By the way, Congressman Chip Roy now says we need to have a total freeze on immigration, and we need to pass the PAUSE Act, which would outlaw chain migration and diversity visas. I'm wondering why we haven't already done this. I mean, shut down immigration. Just shut it all down until we can figure out who's here and what their intents are. All right, let's go to Stuart in Nevada, listening to us on KELY. Hi, Stuart. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I am fully disabled and everything like that, and trying to, you know, I finally got my disability and things like that, but that's not the point. My point is these Congress people like Jasmine Crockett and Omar, they're saying racist things. How do these people, how are they still in office is what I don't understand.
Well,
they broke the law.
Yeah.
They've said racist things. They, you know, Jasmine Crockett is the most racist person I've ever heard in my life. And it's ridiculous, you know. How are they still in office? That's what I want to know. How are they still in office, these people that are just breaking the law?
Stuart, there's a double standard at play. There's no doubt about that. I think ultimately the voters had their say on Jasmine Crockett when they voted her out during the Democrat primary for U.S. Senate in Texas. So, you know, a lot of times there's a price to pay. And in this particular instance, Jasmine Crockett is paying that price. But there is a double standard. And she is able to get away with something that, say, for example, a white conservative lawmaker would not be allowed to say.
Well, what about Omar? I mean, didn't they prove that she married her brother to get him legal citizenship? Isn't that a crime in itself to get her kicked out?
Yes. And they tell us that she's under investigation. But, Stuart, again, I've been down this road so many times with Congress. You know, the Republicans launch these investigations and nothing's ever done. It seems to me very simple. Are you married to your brother? Yes or no? We have the evidence that you are. You're gone. We're denaturalizing you, and we're sending you back to Somalia. It's a pretty simple fix in my book.
Well, one more question. Do you think that we're going to see more sleeper cells pop up in the next couple of weeks?
I do. I sure do, Stuart.
I do, too. And it scares the hell out of me.
Well, it ought to scare the hell out of all of us. And again, I'm not saying that we ought to live in fear. That's not what we do on this program. But I think we do need to be aware. Am I going to any gatherings with large groups of people? Yeah, probably not. Probably not. But again, you never know where these folks are going to strike. I mean, did anybody think at Old Dominion, you know, that they would be victims of a terrorist attack? So really, you really can't predict these things, you know?
Yeah, I know. It just frustrates me, and I just don't understand how so many people have no common sense in this country. It just astounds me.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Stuart, we're doing our best on this radio program to really help people and convert folks over to the right way of thinking and trying to deliver a healthy dose of common sense on this program. Stuart, God bless you, and thank you for listening to KELY, great radio station. Our good buddy Wyatt is the operator down there, does a terrific job. Let's go to Kentucky. Pastor John, what's on your mind today?
Todd. All those people that are voting against our American protection, remember what I told you, they're just a bunch of mule muffin sniffers. This includes some Republicans. You can have that, okay? All right, Todd, do you realize during the Council of Nicaea they forgot one book? They forgot one day that God created things. On the eighth day after God rested, he created grits and coffee. You don't realize that, do you? Now you know.
No, I had no idea.
Todd, also on your weight loss journey, you know how they say increase your berries? Todd, I am very, very proud of you. I love you, brother.
Well, thank you. Did you say berries? Increase berries, my berries? Yeah.
No, I'm very, very proud of you.
Barry, Barry.
Love you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Oh, boy. We really should put a wet bar in.
Yeah, we should.
Right? So.
Eat your berries.
So, look, I have been on this this weight loss. What are we at? Two and a half weeks now. And PhD weight loss. And I'm enjoying some of their delicious cream of chicken soup right now. And it's really good. It's actually better than Campbell's. I know this is shocking, but it's actually very delicious. PhD weight loss, yeah, down about 13 and a half pounds. Hopefully this weekend a few more will shed off. But I know a lot of you folks out there are trying to get into shape for summertime, and you've tried a lot of these diets. I am right there with you all the way. And the problem was, you know, you lose all this weight and then you put it right back on and then a few more pounds. So fortunately with PhD weight loss, what they do is they sit down and talk with you, and it's all done by phone, and they figure out, okay, here's what you're eating, here's what you're exercising, here's what you do, and here's a plan that's going to be tailored just for you. And folks, it's actually working for me. So I want to encourage you to check them out, PhD weight loss. Now, here's the deal. They will build a plan for you that works with your body, not against it. And if you call now, they're going to give you 2 free weeks in the program, and they're going to pay for your food. So it's really simple. If you like it and you see results, then you can continue on with the program. And if you don't, well, look, there's no harm, no foul. So I want you to write down the telephone number, 864-644-1900. I'll say that again, 864-644-1900. Got to use my name, Starnes. So when you call in, say Starnes, and they're going to give you that 2 free weeks. Now, you can also go to their website, myphdweightloss.com. They'll ask you to enter a promo code. Enter in Starnes, and they will unlock that 2 free weeks in the program. It's worth it. Just give it a chance. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't work for you, no problem. You haven't lost anything. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. Open Line Friday on the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Coming up, our good friend Mary Walter joins us, and you'll be able to watch Mary. A lot of people say, what does Mary look like? I've never met Mary. But, well, first of all, you have to watch her on Newsmax. She's on my show once a week. But you'll be able to watch Mary coming up. Just go to our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to watch her in just a matter of moments. Let's go to the phone lines. Athens, Georgia. Scott is on the line. Hi, Scott. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I'm calling about situation here in Georgia with the Republican Party. I don't know if you've seen it. There's been an article in the Wall Street Journal was covering it, but basically the Republican Party in Georgia is just falling apart. You've had 8 years of Brian Kemp. He has destroyed the state. I mean, the property taxes in the state are so high, people are losing their homes. Home equity firms are moving into the state. Our homeless problem here is absolutely out of control. I mean, it's just the prisons, the gangs are running the prisons. Kemp sits up there with his thumb up his rear end, and he has just destroyed the state. And the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And now, I mean, there's just so much infighting in the Republican Party in Georgia. I've left the party. I'm through with them. And Rick Jackson is our only hope. He's running for governor. If he doesn't get elected, you kiss Georgia goodbye forever.
I'm curious because it's my understanding that at least early on in all of this, it was like, you know, MAGA versus, you know, Republican establishment or Rhino. But now my understanding is there are three. I was reading the Wall Street Journal piece, and it's MAGA versus establishment. Is that a pretty good description of what's going on right now? Everybody's at each other's throats?
No, it's more like the far right. I'm the far right. It's the far right, it's MAGA, and it's the establishment. And we are just, I mean, we're tearing each other apart in the state. Well, I've had enough. Yeah, I'm tired of the illegal aliens. I'm tired of the school districts sucking the blood out of these Georgia counties. I'm tired of big education. I'm sick of the University of Georgia running this state. It's just people are fed up with it. And Kemp is nothing but a puppet for the University of Georgia. Actually, I think he's going to get a cush job when he leaves here, just like Sonny Perdue got working up here at this fake University of Georgia. But this thing has gotten out of hand in Georgia, and the media is not covering it. Georgia is falling. The state is dying. And people are starting to speak out about it, and it's become probably the most serious thing I've ever seen in Georgia.
So MTG, of course, she sparked a lot of controversy by resigning from Congress. She did not complete her term. Where did you stand on MTG?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, from my understanding, Marjorie Taylor Greene was promised that she was going to be the one to either run for governor of Georgia or she was going to be the one for the U.S. Senate. But the Republican Party turned around and stabbed her in the back and told her that the poll says she couldn't get elected, and they didn't even try to help her get elected as either senator or governor. And basically they just shot their own troops. And that's the truth why Marjorie Taylor Greene left the Republican Party. And that's not being reported, but that's what happened.
Well, I'm curious. How do you know that's because the Trump administration, the reporting that's out there is the Trump administration said, Marjorie, we've got the polling data. You can't win a statewide race. And she got upset about that. At least that's that has been reported.
Yeah, well, I mean, when Trump ran, the polling data said he couldn't get elected. I mean, it's just, but I mean, it's just this thing here. I mean, we just had enough here.
How do we make it right? What is there one thing that the Republicans need to do to get everybody on board together?
We have got to get these Brian Kemp, these John Cornyns, these Thunes. We have got to grab them by the scuff and kick their ass out of the party. Is what we got to do.
So let me ask you this. So you're on the far right. So it's your way or the highway, right? Is that pretty much it? Your way or the highway?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But, they, right. but it's on their way. Their way is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the rhinos, it's their way or the highway.
Yeah, and MAGA, it's their way or the highway.
Exactly. And there is no wiggle room here. There is none. It's just that you're just going to watch the end of the Republican Party in Georgia. I mean, it's just it's coming. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to have to give. I mean, we're tired of giving. It's the rhinos' turn time to give, and they're just not going to do it. And you're going to watch the whole thing just melt to the ground unless Rick Jackson gets in as governor and saves the state. If he doesn't get it, you can kiss Georgia goodbye.
All right. Well, we've got to leave it there, Scott. We're going to have to say goodbye to you. And there you have it, ladies. Scott says he's a far right guy, and it's his way or the highway. So, and the problem is, that's what MAGA is saying, and that's what the establishment is saying. Scott did get one thing right, though. They're going to lose. If they can't figure out a way to get along, they're going to lose. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Todd Stearns Radio Show Friday edition, Open Line Friday. That means you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind today. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, let's welcome into the conversation on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Newsmax contributor, Mary Walter. Mary, I hope you're having a good Friday.
Well, I get to talk to you, so does it get any better than that?
Yeah, no, not really. And this is the zenith of your weekend right here, Mary Walter.
But, well, our church is having a St. Patrick's Day party tomorrow, and usually that's a real barn burner, so that could eclipse this.
So I'm just curious, what religious flavor are you? Are you like a certain denomination?
I'm Roman Catholic.
Oh, you are? All right. So, well, the reason I ask that is I'm Southern Baptist, and our St. Patrick's Day parties, yeah, they are not all that good.
Well, ours are everything you would imagine. It's in the gym of the parish center with a stage at one end and the basketball hoops, and it's BYOB. It used to be, before COVID, the bar in town would donate kegs, but post-COVID, it's BYOB. And they get, you know, like the little Irish dancers from the Catholic school in the next town over. And the priest is there. And of course, it's a 50-50 because everything a Catholic church does is a fundraiser. And it's a lot of fun. It really is. It's so hokey, but it is so much fun.
So I want to bring in Dylan here because Dylan grew up in the Southern Baptist world as well. These are all foreign concepts at a church party on the Baptist side.
We had green lemonade.
Yeah.
That was our specialty.
Green lemonade?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Just a little bit of food coloring in the lemonade.
Well, we had at our church, we had the green sherbet, and they would pour that into like ginger ale. And so we had no dancing because apparently Baptists believe that leads to, I don't know, pregnancy or something. I never could figure that out.
I get the priest out there dancing. Father Mike is out there boogieing with us.
I think we just don't have rhythm, and that's an excuse.
We're not allowed to dance, actually.
Oh, I don't think we are.
Are you guys allowed to do?
Hands in pockets.
Hands in pockets.
Hands in
pocket. We have a great Wednesday night church supper. We can do casseroles.
Well, we will be having corned beef and cabbage and all that good stuff. Yeah, it's catered.
We may need to convert Dylan. Can we? We'll head over to Mary's church.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I like that. Mary,
everyone is welcome.
I know that you and Mr. Dr. Mary are like big skiers, and Ben Dieter, our very own Ben Dieter, you're not going to believe this. They let him on the slopes of Breckenridge.
And Breckenridge is high. Breckenridge is a tough mountain because the altitude's high on that one. I don't love skiing Breckenridge.
My understanding, it's a family trip, and they took him up to the very top of the mountain and just shoved him right in. It said, good luck, we'll see you at the bottom.
Well, that's what family's for.
Yeah, you got to love it. You got to love it.
How did he do? Is he okay?
Well, he did fine there. Then he went running and fell, and look, his knee looks like it got mauled by a bear, but I think he's going to do good. Yeah. So
oh, poor thing.
Yeah, we should send him like a fruit basket or something.
No, just send him some Starbucks gift cards because he loves to spend his money on that.
Well, this is true. Don't all the Gen Zers. They have no money because they give it to Starbucks.
Yeah, $8 coffee. I'm like, brew it at home, sweet thing.
Mary, a lot of big news. And we got some fun stories we're going to jump into here in a minute. But, of course, a lot of people are really concerned about these attacks. I mean, we've had 4 Islamic terrorist attacks. Austin, Texas. We saw what happened in New York City. We saw what happened in Michigan and then old Dominion. And now they're telling us that we may have thousands of sleeper cells just kind of wandering around the country.
Yeah, well, we kind of knew this, right? Like, we all knew this. We all know that, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, our border czar, let them in across the border. And we were told, don't worry about it. Everything's fine. The border's secure, right? How many times do we see, what's his name? Who's the border czar? Anthony Blinken. Lincoln?
Oh, Tom Holman. Oh, back in the day.
Under Biden.
I'm not. Was it Blinken? It may have been.
I don't know. It wasn't Tom Holman. It's Tom Holman now. But anyway, he sat there and told Congress under oath that the border was secure. So we all know that was a big lie. But here's the thing. We have the problem. They created it. Of course, they're going to blame Trump for it, or they're just going to pretend that it's not happening. So here's what we need to do. Like in Old Dominion, a bunch of ROTC cadets unalived that guy, which is the word they're using. They unalived him. So in response, Old Dominion is saying you can't wear your ROTC uniforms because now you're a target. Instead of arming them, which I think we should do, why don't we arm them? That seems to be, to me, the responsible response would be, well, these guys clearly are on our side. They're clearly capable. So why don't we arm them? Same thing with the what happened with the synagogue, right? They have armed security in the synagogue, and that's why good guys with guns stopped a bad guy with the car and the guns, right? So why isn't that our response? Why don't we learn? Why don't we put more armed people who are on our side in schools, in synagogues, and in more public places instead of banning, which is the left's response? Well, you know, we really shouldn't have knives or that terrorist would be alive. Why don't we do the sensible thing? Why don't we denaturalize a naturalized citizen when he is arrested and caught giving material support to ISIS? Why the hell is he still here?
Look, these are all great questions.
Right? Like, so common sense, if we started with that, we probably would all be a lot safer.
You know, on the ROTC thing, we're getting word. I was talking to somebody. Her son is in ROTC at another university, and they were being told not to wear their uniforms at their school as well. Right. And I'm wondering if word went out across the country, ROTC, don't wear your uniforms. That's not the issue. We need to make sure these ROTC cadets are armed when they're in the classroom so they can take out the bad guys.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't you think their haircut gives them away?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great point. By the way, we understand, and we haven't heard a lot of information. There's not a lot of details about what exactly happened in the classroom. I'm hearing that one of the cadets had a knife, and they pretty much stabbed the guy to death or unalived him. I love how the FBI person actually framed that the description of it all.
Yeah, I did like the careful choice of words. Apparently, they unalived him 22 times. So, you know, now it's going to be, thank goodness this is in the hands of the feds, because if it was in the hands of local jurisdiction, they would charge that cadet with illegally carrying a weapon on campus. And each one of those cadets would probably be brought up on charges. So I'm really glad that it's in the feds' hands. And they will hopefully be invited to the White House instead of being charged.
we don't know how many kids were in that class when all that went down. But if I'm, you know, right. if you're a female student at Old Dominion and you're looking around and you're trying to find your future husband, I bet a lot of girls found their future husbands in that classroom yesterday.
Are you kidding? They're little liberal Karens in training, I'm sure.
Oh, geez. You think so? I don't know. That might convert some folks.
Where do you think they come from? These liberal indoctrination centers that we pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to send our children to, and then we're surprised when they come out as little communists on the other side. Mm. So my hunch is those guys have a hard time finding dates.
You know, again, going back to the broader issue, there will be more of these kinds of attacks, and who knows where it's going to happen. Nobody thought, you know, oh, Old Dominion, they're a big target, or, you know, the bar down in Austin, Texas. And the issue here is we got to be able to live our lives, but you just have to be aware, and you've got to be sure you've got a plan ready to go in the event things go south and somebody hollers Allah Akbar.
Yeah, that's going to be our reaction to this. Instead of identifying these Islamists, not Muslims, Islamists, and deporting their pretty little butts or denaturalizing them and deporting them, especially when they're found to be involved in ISIS and other things, which we already know, we put them in jail for 7 years or whatever, and then we let them out and think that they've been reformed. Where do you think these guys become more radicalized? A lot of them get more radicalized in prison. So we hand out citizenship like it's worth nothing, like it's toilet paper. We just hand it out, right? And then we're surprised when people take advantage of that. When you break the law, if you're a naturalized citizen and you're caught supporting a designated terrorist group, off you go. You know, we'll give you a boat and a couple of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and then we're floating you back across the ocean. That's it. There should be no question.
I like this. I like your ideas. We need to give you some sort of an appointment in the administration, Mary.
I would love it, but I don't think that many of my ideas would get far.
You don't think so? I don't know.
Well, they wouldn't get passed through Chucky Schmucky Schumer, so.
Mary Walter on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Mary, folks, Pastor John in Kentucky on our YouTube channel says, howdy, Mary Walter. Great to see you. So you're getting some.
Oh, Pastor John. Hi. Mm-hmm. You can come to our St. Patrick's Day party if you want. I can do another. I could add one more, I'm sure.
It would be ecumenical. I love this. It's a great idea.
Kidding? One of my friends coming is Jewish.
Oh, well, that's terrific. I'm telling you, you Catholics know how to party. I'm excited about this.
We do.
Mary, we have you on every week, and on the Newsmax show with Case. We pair you with Case Smythe, and we're still trying to come up with an appropriate name for the panel discussion. Someone had actually mentioned Todd's Hot Conservative Babes. I'm not sure management's going to go with that, but we have a lot of fun. That is one of my favorite segments of the week.
Yeah, and everyone should tune in and find out what a dangling Italy is.
Which is what we're going to talk about now. during the Biden administration, you know, they were doing a lot of crazy stuff, but Congressman Brian Mast was questioning a State Department official last week, and it turns out that they had uncovered a Biden-era grant for a program that would basically queer geographical and topographical maps. And so Congressman Mast actually asked the question, what does it mean when you queer a map? And nobody could sort of figure it out, except that for some reason, the Biden administration felt like that Slovakia was in fact a gay country, that we think. And of course, that led to a fun conversation on Newsmax.
So what is a gay country? Is their flag pink? I don't even know what a gay country is. We pretty much know that the Middle Eastern countries are not gay countries. Like that I got. But what is a gay country?
France. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to mark that out. But.
No, France is just a soy boy country. They're just all betas.
Oh, geez. That's even worse. That's even
You're
worse.
Right. That is very true because I know some alpha men alphas who are gay. They're called bears.
Well, according to the State Department, since the age of cartography, they pretty much had good maps, but apparently they were not gay enough, and they don't know if they're using queer in the sense of a verb or as a noun. So nobody in the current administration seems to know or care. But that did raise the question, and I recommended, I suggested perhaps Italy was because it was, you know, dangling.
Yeah, and that brought the entire segment to a screeching halt because I thought Kay and I were going to fall out of our chairs. This is from a man who says Jeez-a-loo when he's frustrated.
Yeah,
so for you to talk about a dangling Italy, I just didn't know what to do with myself because there were so many things that I could have said right there. But then I'm like, God, it's Todd. I got to be careful what I say here because he says Jeez-a-loo when he's frustrated. And I'm from Jersey, so, you know, we find that amusing. So people should really tune into that because it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Finally, one little story here from New York City. A taco joint in hot – well, they were in hot water. A German tourist sued the restaurant for selling salsa that he alleged was too spicy. So the German sued Los Tacos Number 1 for $100,000 in damage. He said that he experienced gastrointestinal problems, high blood pressure, and emotional distress from eating the spicy salsa. The judge says that's the point of salsa and threw out the case.
But, okay, so how much of this did he eat? It's like saying this steak is bad. The steak is, it's too well cooked. It's too overcooked. I'm sending it back. But you eat 3/4 of it before you decide that it's too overcooked and then you demand a refund. It doesn't work that way. If you take a bite of something and it's too spicy, you don't take another bite of it, right? So one bite, I highly doubt. And if this German was so sensitive and has such a sensitive intestinal fortitude, like his, you know, he's just not that tough, you probably shouldn't take a second bite, right? Yeah. Like, how much did he eat? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Dude's a wiener schnitzel.
Listen, I like a good wiener schnitzel.
Hey, now. All right, Mary Walter, we're going to leave it there. I feel like we're moving back into Italy territory again.
We could do a segment, Fun with Meats with Todd.
Oh, gosh. All right, Mary Walter, where can people go?
Well, they can join me with Kay Smith on your segment every Tuesday in the 5 o'clock hour, usually around 5:15, until it goes horribly awry and we're yanked off the air. Monday, I will be on Newsmax between 10 a.m. and noon Eastern time, so you can catch me there. And then my live cast is on Tuesday evenings at 7:15 p.m. Eastern time. Just look for it live on Rumble, YouTube, and Getter. Look for Mary Walter Radio, no S. And that's where I am on socials as well, Mary Walter Radio with no S.
All right. By the way, Kevin chiming in on our YouTube chat, Transylvania's got problems. I don't know if that's a country. So there you go. I don't know. All right.
Have a good weekend.
Mary, all right. We'll see you next week on Newsmax. Mary Walter, everybody. We do need to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show. All right, folks, just got word from other parents of ROTC cadets that they're no longer allowed to wear uniforms because the uniforms make them targets for the Islamic terrorist. One lady writing on X that she got a text from her daughter this morning. And again, you know, the point this parent is saying, we let these people into the country, we feed them, we house them, we clothe them, and then they turn around and kill us and destroy our culture. And I would encourage you to look at what's happening right now in the UK, where the entire culture, 700 years of culture and tradition, has just been eradicated. Hereditary titles have been eliminated by Parliament, Look, you can say what you want to about the UK, but it has been a very traditional country. It's been a country that has been around for centuries. And one of the reasons why is because they have embraced their traditions, their culture, and it's all going away. As a matter of fact, Winston Churchill's face is about to be removed from currency there in the UK. As a matter of fact, they're going to replace Winston Churchill with apparently a beaver on English banknotes. I mean, this is, it's appalling what's happening. But anyway, there's been so much anger and hostility inside the UK from the Islamists who've been allowed to come in that they're literally rewriting all of the culture. So they're going to be replacing the Bank of England, replacing Winston Churchill, Jane Austen, the painter J.M.W. Turner, with photos of wildlife. I mean, really? Come on. We'll talk more about that coming up next week. Folks, it's been a great week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Hey, don't forget some free resources at toddstearns.com, our newsletter, our podcast. You can also download our free app for 24 hours of live conservative talk radio. We'll see you tonight on Newsmax. Get out there. Be good. Happy Friday. Be sure to go to church this weekend.